The first month or two in, I wanted to modify all those orders all the time. It took me a little while to let go of the fact that I'm not the lawyer anymore and leave your orders to to each of you. And so, you know, it's a volume of orders that really on a daily basis we have to deal with.
Thank you. And so I had my phone in my pocket silent, so I got a call while it was starting. Guess who it was from? There's nothing you won't do down there. All right. Let's start at the end on a question I think everybody can answer. How does it work in your chambers as far as, say, a motion comes in and your law clerks, and how do you divvy up the work getting ready for it? Michelle, let's start. Let's go all the way to the end if we can on that.
Sure. So I've got two term law clerks, and they will take a docket, you know, a few weeks in advance, and they'll essentially divvy them up, one or the other. And we do, you know, I've been on the bench a couple of years, but we still do a fair amount of prep. We'll wait to see if something's objected to and things of that nature. But we do a fair amount of prep. And if I think that the issue is unsettled, then we'll do our own research as well. We do that. So essentially, you know, we do have one riot, one ranger philosophy to cases that one clerk takes each one. But other than that, that's the way we handle it.
So I think I drive a lot of people to drink in the Southern District because I still work from a calendar. So when anything comes into the office filings, my case manager runs reports. Anything that you self-calendar, we typically don't look at until such time as the response deadline has passed. That stuff that comes in basically that is not self-calendared is then routed to two law clerks, even and odd, and they basically look at it and then they refer it to me with their notes. And so as a general rule, we're going to rule on something that you self-calendar after the response deadline has passed, and if it's something that's ex parte, we're going to see it immediately and then rule on it. So we try to be really, really diligent. And if you don't hear from us or see an order, either on an ex parte matter the next day or on a motion that's basically set on notice, and you don't see it like immediately, you need to just call us and let us know because we've slipped up and missed it.
So on everything other than Chapter 13 cases, the cases are assigned odd and even basis. One law clerk gets all odd, the other one all even cases. On Chapter 13 cases, they're all assigned to me. And on rare occasions, I would say once every couple of months, I'll assign something out to a law clerk from the Chapter 13. But I like doing my own Chapter 13 work.
All right. I'll add a little different wrinkle to it, which is, Judge Parker, when I first started, I had a caseload of 11,000.
Judge Parker.
No, I'm talking to you, Judge Parker. Parker two. Okay. So when I first started, I had a caseload of 11,000 cases and 400 adversary proceedings. We were signing about 2,000 orders a month. So it was crazed, right? So one of the things we learned to do is, especially in the consumer arena, try to gauge which things were kind of routine objections that we didn't need to do a lot of research on because the issues were already identified and kind of settled law, and maybe it's just evidence we needed to take, etc., and which ones were legal issues. But of course, as y'all know, a lot of the issues just get raised for the first time in the courtroom, right? We're objecting to this because this. So we just have to be well read in the area, and you do a lot of reading just to be prepared. But you try to gauge those things that are going to be settled and those things that are not. So what we do in our chambers, first of all, I only have one law clerk and I have a judicial assistant. So my judicial assistant helps with clerical things, like she has a list that on this kind of motion, here's all the people who need to be served where they served, you know, that kind of thing. So she checks for that. But I review the pleadings about a week in advance, for the consumer docket anyway, about a week in advance. If there are any legal issues raised that I'm not already familiar with, I'll ask my law clerk to do some research. if it's already well briefed, I might ask my law clerk to do a first draft based on this is what I understand the law to be. I need you to research this other issue and prepare a draft. My law clerk is a permanent law clerk. She's been with me for 17 years. So she kind of has a good feel for what I'm going to do. If there's on issues that are more complex, I usually ask her to do some research, and we'll visit about 2 days in advance of the hearing. If it's really complex, maybe a week in advance. But a lot of times in the consumer context, we don't get that much notice. So we try to, again, it's really a function of being sort of well read about the subject, doing a lot of advance sheet readings and stuff, trying to keep up with whatever the newest issues are, right? But we typically will be, and so everything I'm telling you relates to matters that are set for hearing. So they usually have an objection. So you at least know what the objection is. You may not know all the legal bases for the objection, because it might just say we object. Then you have to take a wild guess, which doesn't help us. So it would certainly help us if you all tell us more than just the kind of very brief perfunctory objection that makes us able to rule from the bench quicker.